This past December, the first animal I saw in the twilight of early dawn during the Duluth Christmas bird count wasn't a bird. It was a rat, feeding below a feeder at my favorite Duluth backyard feeding station. Construction on a major supermarket expansion and a medical center are ongoing right near this yard, so the rat probably hitchhiked in from far away. Rats don't survive long in most Duluth neighborhoods where houses are well insulated. There's a large population of rats below the streets in downtown Duluth, and grain elevators in the harbor attract and sustain them. But overall, rats aren't something we Northlanders think about much. My friend with the bird feeders said she'd close down the feeders for a week or so. That's really all it takes to send them away. But rats are a huge problem in the tropics, and not just for people. Ornithologists have long known of the problems they pose for ground nesting birds on islands, where without serious rat control efforts, many bird species would be extinct. But rats aren't only a problem on the ground either. Jason Townsend, an ornithologist at the State University of New York, was doing research on Bicknell's thrush in the Dominican Republic when he got a real eye-opener. Every day, just before sunset, he'd notice rats up in the treetops, often backlighted by the glow of a lovely sunset. He and colleagues from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology and colleges in Vermont and the Dominican Republic were tracking 53 thrushes via radio transmitter. During the course of the study, rats killed 5 of the birds, a full 9.4%. Indeed, none of the other birds died or were lost during the course of the study, so the researchers concluded that rat predation of roosting thrushes is a significant cause of mortality for the species. Rats concentrate in broadleaf cloud forests where most thrushes live, but on one study area where there was also a stand of longleaf pine, many of the thrushes flew some distance from their daytime habitat to sleep in the pines where the rats are far less numerous. Apparently, some of the birds are adapting to the rats by escaping the rats' main stomping grounds at night. Songbirds are surprisingly helpless at night while sleeping. Many species, including Bicknell's thrush, are night migrants but still have poor night vision. On takeoff, they fly directly toward the moon or stars. This instinct is a sound one because there can't be any obstructions between them and any stars that they can actually see, so they won't crash into branches. Birds feel barometric pressure, so when they've reached a safe altitude, they travel horizontally, now using the stars for navigation. But during winter and summer, when not migratory, birds are helpless in the dark. When I was rehabbing a particularly shy or feisty bird who was stressed by handling, I changed dressings on wounds and provided other hands-on treatment at night. My husband or one of my kids would hold the flashlight, and we never had trouble approaching the bird and picking it up in the darkness. It makes sense that roosting birds hold tight during most disturbances at night. If they took off more easily, they'd be crashing helter-skelter into branches and one another, as that flock of red-winged blackbirds did when professional-grade fireworks went off at midnight in Arkansas over the New Year, killing thousands. Bicknell's thrushes apparently hold tight to their roost branch as rats approach until it's too late. The researchers were tracking just this one rare and declining species. It's scary to think about all the other birds that rats on Hispaniola kill every night, and sad to realize that this is yet another way we humans are causing the decline of wild birds. Norway and black rats have been following us since ancient times. They reach the Caribbean islands where there are surprisingly few natural predators about 500 years ago. The world is ever-changing, and people have made many changes for the better, restoring habitat and protecting endangered species, even if it's habitat we messed up in the first place and species we ourselves endangered. I often feel a hopelessness when I discover yet another bad thing is happening out there thanks to us. But knowledge is the only way we can do anything at all, and these rats are causing serious problems for the people of Haiti and the Dominican Republic, as well as for birds. So with this added knowledge, I hope we can start attacking this problem with the vigor people are using toward more selfish issues. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.